Asia. Crime. Suck up to your fake CEO. An explosion in deepfake scams has only just begun.
It seemed like just another video call. Earlier this year, a finance worker based in Hong Kong for Arup, a British engineering firm, logged in for what he thought was a routine team meeting. On the screen, he saw several colleagues, including the firm's chief financial officer, who instructed him to transfer $26 million to five different bank accounts. He complied. But the man on the call was not Arup's CFO. It was a deep fake. It was one of the costliest deep fake scams reported globally. Such scams are increasingly common. Deep fake technology, which manipulates images and video using artificial intelligence, or AI, has become increasingly realistic. It's rapidly becoming adopted by transnational criminals, mostly based in Southeast Asia, now the epicentre of online scams targeting people around the world. Victims in East and Southeast Asia lost up to $37 billion from online scams of all sorts in 2023, according to a new report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. The first time that it's come up with an estimate. According to the United States Institute for Peace, a think tank in Washington, Cambodia's online scam industry makes more than $12.5 billion each year, equivalent to around half the country's formal GDP. Technologies such as generative AI and machine learning are making scams even more effective. Meanwhile, the rise of cryptocurrencies and spread of social media have decentralised and democratised transnational crime. The growing popularity of digital payments and e-commerce have made it easier for large sums of money to move rapidly outside the traditional banking system. Criminals now conduct their business over apps such as Telegram, WhatsApp and Facebook. An individual or small team can specialise in one part of the supply chain, registering foreign SIM cards, selling stolen phone numbers, or identifying targets on social media. This new type of criminal economy has particularly flourished in the Philippines. In 2016, the government legalised online gambling hubs known as Philippine Offshore Gambling Operators, or POGOs, which provide criminals with a convenient front to launder money. Criminals, often from China, relocated there and began to dabble in cyber-enabled fraud, human trafficking, kidnapping, extortion and money laundering. In July, Ferdinand Marcos, the president, banned POGOs during his annual State of the Nation address. Hours before his speech, a deep fake circulated of him snorting cocaine. Philippine law enforcement debunked the clip as a fabricated and malicious hoax. Wealthier countries in the region are also big targets. Scams have surpassed more traditional crimes, such as burglary, to become the most common felony in Singapore. Several deepfake videos have been released of prominent Singaporeans, including the current and former prime ministers, promoting investment scams. Both politicians released statements warning the public about the falsehoods. Increasingly, sophisticated malware is another challenge. In September last year, at least 43 Singaporean victims lost almost $1 million to malware-enabled scams on social media, according to Singapore's police force. When one woman inquired about a Facebook post advertising a one-day trip to a durian fruit farm in Malaysia, the seller contacted her over WhatsApp with instructions to download a smartphone app to browse tour offers. This app infected her Android phone with malware that enables scammers to steal more than $80,000 from her online bank accounts. Governments in Asia are beginning to try to combat the growing threat of scams. China and Singapore have some of the most sophisticated responses, with widespread campaigns to raise awareness, and by making it slower and harder for people to make instant online payments of large sums. Several countries have set up national anti-scam centres to report crimes. But the distributed international structure of this criminal ecosystem is difficult to fight. Widespread corruption in many parts of Southeast Asia undermines international cooperation, especially since law enforcement often has less money to deploy than the criminals.